Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I'm Sunil Verma with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his Mauritian counterpart, Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, signs 8 MOUs in key sectors. Prime Minister addresses joint press conference in Mauritius, says both nations are not only linked by Indian Ocean, but also connected by traditions and culture. President Draupadi Murmu presides over 72nd Convocation Day of Punjab University. Stresses upliftment of deprived and backward sections of society for inclusive and sustainable development of the country. In Pakistan, security forces rescue over 150 hostages after militants from Baloch Liberation Army hijack a train in Balochistan. And in sports, second phase of Khelo India Winter Games 2025 to conclude today in JNK. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Mauritian counterpart, Naveen Chandra Ramgoolam, as part of his two-day official visit. Many agreements were signed between India and Mauritius today on the second day of the visit. During the meeting, they exchanged 8 MOUs and agreements related to local currency settlement system, credit facility agreement, training program for diplomats, sharing of white shipping information to deal with financial crimes, cooperation in the field of MSME, and training of public officers for good governance. At a joint press statement, the Prime Minister emphasized the crucial role of Mauritius in India's regional strategy, highlighting its significance in the Global South, the Indian Ocean, and the African continent. Speaking on the occasion, he underscored India's commitment to regional stability and prosperity. He said both nations are not only linked by Indian Ocean, but also connected by tradition and culture.
भारत और मॉरिशस का संबंध केवल हिंद महासागर से ही नहीं बल्कि हमारी साझी सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं और मूल्यों से भी जुड़ा है हम आर्थिक और सामाजिक प्रगति की राह पर एक दूसरे के साथी हैं प्राकृतिक आपदा हो या कोविड विपदा हमने हमेशा एक दूसरे का साथ दिया है रक्षा हो या शिक्षा स्वास्थ्य हो या स्पेस हम हर क्षेत्र में कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर चल रहे हैं
Unveiling a new initiative, Mr. Modi announced, for Global South, our vision will be Mahasagar, mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions. Under this, trade for development, capacity building for sustainable growth and mutual security for shared future will be included. The announcement reaffirms India's long-standing ties with Mauritius and its broader vision for regional cooperation and development. We have more from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while delivering a press statement after the exchange of MOUs between India and Mauritius and the launch of some projects in the National Assembly of Mauritius today, said that he and the Prime Minister of Mauritius have jointly decided to give the status of enhanced strategic partnership between India and Mauritius. India will cooperate in the construction of a new parliament building in Mauritius. The Prime Minister said that a free, open, secure and safe Indian Ocean is a shared priority of India and Mauritius. India is committed to ensuring the security of Mauritius' exclusive economic zone. The Prime Minister said that the foundation of the Sagar Vision was laid in Mauritius 10 years ago and now the vision to the Global South will be Mahasagar, that is, mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Mauritius.
President Draupadi Murmu today stressed the upliftment of the deprived and backward sections of society for the inclusive and sustainable development of the country, presiding over the 72nd convocation of Punjab University, Chandigarh. President Draupadi Murmu said, "The students should have sensitivity and the spirit of love for the nation."
आप जैसे सक्षम युवाओं को देश के पिछड़े और वंचित वर्गों के लोगों के लिए अवश्य कार्य करना चाहिए जो विकास की यात्रा में पीछे रह गए उनकी ओर हाथ बढ़ाकर उन्हें भी आगे लाने के लिए प्रयास करना चाहिए तभी समावेशी और स्थायी विकास संभव हो पाएगा मुझे विश्वास है कि आप देश और समाज की अपेक्षाओं पर खरे उतरे
Congratulating the students, she said that the students should keep a positive mindset and be familiar with emerging technologies to remain ready to face future challenges. She praised the university for its achievements.
ये जरूरी है कि हर विद्यार्थी के पास चुनौतियों का सामना करने के लिए पॉजिटिव माइंडसेट और एडवांस्ड स्किल सेट और इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजी की जानकारी और उनका सदुपयोग करने की क्षमता को अर्जित और निरंतर विकसित करने की जज्बा हो.
Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that 13,523 special trains were operated last year to meet the extra rush of passengers during Holi and summer vacation. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha, Mr. Vaishnav said that to cater for the rush during Durga Puja, Deepavali and Chhat, around 8,000 trips of special trains were operated from the 1st of October to the 30th of November last year and served around 1.8 crore passengers. The minister also informed that during the Mahakumbh, the railway had operated more than 17,000 trains, which served approximately 4.24 crore passengers. The country's milk production has witnessed tremendous growth of 63.5% in the last 10 years, reaching over 239 million tons. This was stated by Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Dairying Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh while replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today. He said the country's milk production was over 146 million tons till 2014. He said India is the biggest producer of milk in the world. He added that in terms of per capita milk consumption, the country stands in first position and the per capita availability of milk is 471 grams per day in India. The minister stated that the government is implementing several initiatives under the Rashtriya Gokul Mission. BJP MP Dinesh Sharma has said that regional languages are being promoted through the national education policy. Talking to reporters outside Parliament, Mr. Sharma said DMK is raising the issue of language in the state to divert the attention from development work. He said DMK is losing its support base in Tamil Nadu and the people of Tamil Nadu are angry with them.
NEP को लेकर जो हंगामा कर रहे लोग हैं, ये दिशा विहीन भी हैं और जनता के जनाधार विहीन भी होते जा रहे हैं. इनको तो खुश होना चाहिए, तमिल संगम हो रहा है, उत्तर प्रदेश की तमाम यूनिवर्सिटीज में तेलुगु और तमिल पढ़ाई जाने लगी है, पूरे भारत में इसका विस्तार हो रहा है. तो इस शिक्षा नीति का उनको प्रणम्य भाव से स्वागत करना चाहिए.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to all who participated in the historic Dandi March. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the march led by Mahatma Gandhi, ignited a nationwide movement for self-reliance and independence. The Prime Minister added that the courage, sacrifice and unwavering commitment to truth and non-violence of all those who took part in the Dandi March continues to inspire generations. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Uttar Pradesh, Holi celebrations have already started in the Braj region and Varanasi before the Ranga Panchami on the 14th of March. Here is a report.
Sara!
In Braj region, large number of devotees are gathering in Mathura, Vrindavan and Barsana to witness the unique Holi celebration. In Mathura, today Holi is being celebrated in Dwarkadhish temple. Abir Gulal was first offered to God and then devotees played Holi in the temple premises. In Braj region, Holi is celebrated for 40 days as part of the traditional Rangotsav, which begins on Basant Panchmi and concludes on Rang Panchmi. Thousands of devotees and tourists from across the country and abroad participated in Laddu Utsav, Latmar Holi, Phoolon ki Holi in Mathura, Vrindavan, Barsana and Gokul. Holika Dahan will be celebrated on March 13. Huranga celebration will take place at Baldev's Dauji temple and other locations from March 15 to 21st. In Varanasi, the Masan Holi was celebrated yesterday at the Manikarnika Ghat. This Holi is dedicated to Lord Shiva. Om Avasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
In Bihar, a sense of pride is prevailing among makhana producers, farmers and exporters as Prime Minister Narendra Modi is leading as a brand ambassador at global platforms and promoting the superfood himself. After the announcement of the makhana board in Bihar in the Union Budget 2025-26 by the Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, several events are being organized. The Prime Minister gifted makhana to the President of Mauritius. Besides this, he also presented the roadmap for makhana. We have more from our correspondent.
Farmers have appreciated the gesture of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to promote makhana. Talking to Akashvani News, Purnia-based farmer Adar said,
"Hamare desh ke pradhanmantri aaj brand ambassador hai. Isko vaishvik manch pe aage bada rahe hain. Jisse Bihar mein jo makhana utpad hai, isko bahut bada ek pahal mana jayega. Main iske liye mananiya shri pradhanmantri ji ka bahut dhanyawad karna chahunga."
Senior scientist at National Research Center for Makhana in Darbhanga, Dr. Manoj Kumar said, "The impact of incentives are already visible."
प्रधानमंत्री जी ने मॉरिशस के राष्ट्राध्यक्ष को मखाना उपहार स्वरूप भेंट किया है, तो निश्चित तौर पर इससे मखाना के जो किसान हैं, उद्यमी हैं मिथिला क्षेत्र के और अन्यत्र भी, उनको काफी प्रोत्साहन मिलता है।
With attempts from various corners, the superfood makhana of Bihar is going to reign its supremacy at global arena. धर्मेंद्र कुमार राय, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, पटना।
The Delhi police's crackdown on illegal Bangladeshi immigrants is going on. During an operation in Southeast and South Delhi, the police arrested over 12 Bangladeshi nationals who had entered the country illegally. According to the Delhi police, several documents were also recovered during the operation. In Pakistan, the security forces have rescued over 150 hostages after militants from the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, hijacked a train carrying more than 400 passengers in Balochistan's Kutchi district. So far, 27 militants involved in the hijacking of the Jaffa Express have been killed in the security operation. The security forces managed to rescue hostages after a gunfight with the militants. The rescued passengers have been taken to Mach, a nearby town, where a makeshift hospital has been set up to provide medical assistance. The BLA has denied any casualties on their side, and they have claimed to have killed 30 soldiers. The rescue operation is going on, with reports suggesting that suicide bombers are holding some hostages close to them. The BLA, the most powerful separatist group in Balochistan, soon claimed responsibility for the hijacking and demanded the release of Baloch political prisoners and missing persons. In Sri Lanka, the Government Medical Officers Association, GMOA, has announced a nationwide one-day token strike today, protesting the brutal sexual assault of a female doctor at the Anuradhapura Teaching Hospital. Emergency services will remain unaffected. The incident occurred on the 10th of March when an army deserter allegedly threatened the doctor with a knife before raping her inside her duty room. Five police teams have been deployed to apprehend the suspect. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions at isolated places over West Rajasthan and Gujarat today. IMD said hot and humid weather is likely to prevail over Konkan, Goa and coastal Karnataka today. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy has informed that thunderstorm activity is likely to start today over Jammu and Kashmir and the western part of Himachal Pradesh.
Associated with it, thunderstorm activity will start over Jammu and Kashmir and western parts of Himachal Pradesh today and expand to more parts of the western Himalayan region as well as the adjoining plains of Punjab and Haryana initially on 13th and over Rajasthan from 8th and also Uttar Pradesh from 13th.
The second phase of Khelo India Winter Games 2025 at Gulmarg in Baramulla district will conclude today. The first leg of the games was successfully held in Ladakh from January the 23rd to 27th, where ice hockey and ice skating events took place at NDS Sports Complex and Gupuk Pond. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds delegation-level talks with his Mauritian counterpart, Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, signs 8 MOUs in key sectors. Prime Minister addresses joint press conference in Mauritius, says both nations are not only linked by Indian Ocean, but also connected by traditions and culture. President Draupadi Murmu presides over 72nd Convocation Day of Punjab University. Stresses upliftment of deprived and backward sections of society for inclusive and sustainable development of the country. In Pakistan, security forces rescue over 150 hostages after militants from Baloch Liberation Army hijack a train in Balochistan. And in sports, second phase of Khelo India Winter Games 2025 to conclude today in JNK. And with that, we end the midday news.